A new book called A History of the Breast points out that since the dawn of civilization, fascination with women's breasts has never sagged. Book critic Maureen Corrigan has a review.
As if we needed further proof of our national breast fixation, consider the covers of two magazines that coincidentally have hit newsstands this week, highlighting contrasting images of breasts as symbols of Thanatos and Eros. Newsweek features a story on mammograms, illustrated by a partially undraped woman cradling her potentially diseased breast. Sports Illustrated strikes a blow for human rights by displaying an African-American model, Tyra Banks, for the first time alone on the cover of its legendary swimsuit issue. But aside from their color, there's nothing new about the sight of Tyra's bosoms spilling out of the top of her polka-dotted bikini. Breasts like hers are thrust into our faces every day in advertisements and bouncy TV shows like Baywatch. Just what is it with breasts? Why have women's mammary glands mesmerized Western culture for thousands of years? That's the question women's studies scholar Marilyn Yalom ruminates on in her sweeping book, A History of the Breast. Considering images as disparate as ancient Greek statues of the multi-breasted goddess Artemis, Renaissance paintings of the martyred Saint Agatha carrying her breasts on a plate, and the late 20th century Wonder Bra, Yalom demonstrates that anyone who doesn't see that there's more to breasts than meets the eye is a boob. Yalom is especially intrigued by those moments in history when the meanings different societies attached to breasts experienced a seismic shift. One such moment came in early 14th century Florence, when the Virgin Mary, who had previously been depicted as an ethereal, flat-chested queen of heaven, began to appear in paintings as a nursing mother. Yalom speculates that, along with other possibilities, this by now standard image of the religious breast arose from the fact that medieval Florence was racked by famine. And so seeing a chubby Jesus suckling away at his mother's breast might have been reassuring to a malnourished population. Another momentous overhauling of the social construction of the breast occurred in 16th century France, when the bare, erotic bosom became celebrated in painting and poetry. Real-life women emulated art by lowering their necklines and using cosmetics to paint their breasts and bodices to boost them. Yalom says, though, that whenever the visible bosom was fashionable, men rushed into the breach with verbal and even physical assault. Among other condemnations, she cites the scoldings of a French priest who warned cleavage-flouting women of the Renaissance that they would be strung up in hell by their shameless udders. What Yalom calls the political breast popped up during the Enlightenment, when breastfeeding was hailed by proponents of the French Revolution as a patriotic duty, a strike against the decadent aristocracy who routinely farmed its children out to wet nurses. Throughout recorded time, Yalom concludes, the ownership of women's breasts, metaphorically and literally, has almost always been in the hands of infants, the church, and men. A History of the Breast also contains fascinating information about women's undergarments and bust beautification regimens throughout the centuries, as well as the harrowing history of medical treatments for breast cancer. Unlike the 18th century English novelist Fanny Burney, who wrote an account of her own successful unanesthetized mastectomy, most cancer-stricken women before this century didn't survive the cure. Yalom's performance here isn't flawless. She succumbs to the occasional glib connection, as well as to some tiresome Freud bashing and a tetchy anti-pornography lecture. But these passages don't seriously detract from the overall ingeniousness of A History of the Breast. Yalom's book is so crammed with revelatory information about breasts ancient and modern. You might say that, as a cultural historian, her cup runneth over.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed A History of the Breast.